Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The Trump administration announced this morning that the Pentagon has begun releasing new files on UFOs.
So while Ernie tells me he appreciates the transparency of the government in releasing these documents, not really sure what's going to come out of it.
Did you ever have a thing in your life where you saw something where you weren't?
No.
See, I haven't either.
No, and I never watched E.T. So, I don't know.
I think a couple of years ago, I remember seeing something flashing and it ended up being drones. I was very, very disappointed.
I think I seen that, too, and it was drones, but...
So would you go home and go on the Department of War site now and like go through all these files, or not really?
No.
How about this guy? He was pretty fired up about it, actually.
So what do you think? Anybody's in our town here? Or, you know, from another planet?
Oh, bro, I don't know.
I say the same thing. Just go to work every day.
I'll drink with them, and I'll smoke a joint with them.
Oh, boy. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Fort Lee.
Winds News Time, 11:03. Some progressive allies of Mayor Mamdani are demanding answers about why they say it looked like NYPD officers were coordinating with ICE during last weekend's chaotic incident outside a Brooklyn hospital. Videos show police officers blocking protesters as they advanced toward ICE agents who were transporting an immigrant detainee from a Bushwick hospital. Six elected Democrats who endorsed Mayor Mamdani's mayoral run include Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez and Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso. And they've now sent a letter to the mayor writing that they believe the NYPD coordinated with ICE in violation of local sanctuary laws. They're calling on Mamdani to create stricter NYPD policies on interacting with ICE so they have clear guidance on when to refuse a request for assistance. A spokesperson for the mayor says they're reviewing the letter, adding that the administration is committed to upholding city laws that protect immigrant communities. Nurses at New York Presbyterian Brooklyn Methodist Hospital are calling for stronger protections for nurses and patients in their next contract. This a few months after an armed patient barricaded himself inside and was shot and killed by police. And nurse Sharonda Reed Carter says that's not the only scary incident they faced.
There's been multiple incidences where nurses are being attacked, punched in the face. One of the nurses got her arm broken. It's just been the incidences are doubling daily, especially in the emergency department and in the maternal child health department.
The contract for nearly 1,600 nurses at the hospital expired over a week ago, and they're still pushing for an agreement that delivers not only on safety, but also fair wages, benefits, and AI protections. Nurses are picketing this afternoon outside the hospital. In a statement, New York Presbyterian says it has great respect for their nurses and that negotiations have been productive, so they're confident a fair agreement is within reach. Police are on the hunt today for a suspect who shot a man multiple times earlier this week in Upper Manhattan. This happened Tuesday afternoon on 149th Street and Broadway in Hamilton Heights. Cops say the gunman got into an argument with the 36-year-old victim and shot him repeatedly, hitting the man in both legs, his hand, and his backside. The victim is expected to recover, and that investigation is ongoing. Well, tomorrow, you can turn your mailbox into a donation box. It's the annual Stamp Out Hunger food drive.
Just leave a non-perishable food item by your mailbox and the letter carrier will do the rest. They'll pick it up.
Tom Siesto from the Letter Carriers Union says for the 34th year, the food the carriers are collecting will feed thousands of people on Long Island.
Last year, we collected 360,000 pounds of food. This year, our goal is for 500,000 pounds of food.
The Stamp Out Hunger event is on Saturday, and they will also take items like baby wipes, deodorant, and pet food. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
If you recently got a raise at your job, but it's not doing much to help with the grocery bill, you're not alone. A new report from the state comptroller's office says even though New Yorkers' median household income has increased over the past several years, it's not nearly enough to keep up with inflation. Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says incomes were up in every county in New York from 2019 to 2024. But the results are a lot more mixed when adjusting for the 23.1% inflation that happened during that time period. He said when you do account for inflation, the real median household income actually decreased in about half of the state's 62 counties, including in Manhattan, Staten Island, and the Bronx. Meanwhile, it increased in Brooklyn by 8.3% and in Queens by nearly 2%. A cyclist is fighting for his life this morning after he was hit by a bus on the West Side Highway.
A 23-year-old man riding northbound on his city bike on the West Side Highway by 41st Street. This was around 5 this morning. Suddenly, tragedy. The man struck by a New York Waterway bus that was crossing the highway, and the victim had to be rushed from the scene to Bellevue in very critical condition, is what we're being told. The bus driver remained at that scene and spoke with police for hours as the investigation went on through the morning. At the same time, traffic in those northbound lanes completely shut down and diverted off of 41st Street. Initially, we're not learning of any arrests, and we'll keep you updated as to the condition of the young man on this bike. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Several months after a man was slashed in the face outside a Manhattan bar, police say they've identified a suspect. They're searching for 33-year-old Shaquan Edwards for the 3 a.m. attack back on January 4th outside the Skinny Bar and Lounge on the Lower East Side. Police say the violence stemmed from a fight that left the 25-year-old man with a gash across his face. At the time, police said he was expected to recover. The NYPD released a photo of the suspect this morning. You can find it on the department's social channels. The World Cup is still weeks away, but some kids in the Bronx are getting an early treat.
Kids are joining school's Chancellor Samuels in a groundbreaking ceremony for a brand new mini pitch coming right here to PS 112. This is just one field, but there are plenty more coming to Staten Island, Brooklyn, Queens, and across New Jersey. Organizers say this is part of Airbnb's $1 million commitment to the World Cup to bring mini pitches to communities all across the tri-state for young kids to develop their love for soccer. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Baychester section of the Bronx.
If you were saving up for the really good seats at the World Cup final, the price just went up by a lot. FIFA has tripled the cost of the best available tickets to nearly $33,000. They were just under $11,000 for the July 19th final at MetLife Stadium, so like tripled them. That's also a huge jump from the best seats at the semifinal games just a couple of days earlier, which still hover around $11,000.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.